好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
今天讲到的题目是丢杖变蛇的神迹。
The sermon title today is the miracle of the staff turning into a serpent.
我们在讲到以前有个祷告，把时间交给神。
Before preaching, let's pray to our God.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
我们看见神你的手是一步一步的带领摩西和亚伦是如何走上服事。
God, we just saw that how you just lead Moses and Aaron just to walk on their ministry.
今天开始是第二次是去见法老了。
So, in today's verse, this is the second time they went to see the Pharaoh.
接下来的步骤就非常紧凑，开始进入实灾了。
And then the following that the procedure is very tense, and they just have the 10 plagues.
就是在这十灾以前，到底发生了些什么事情呢
？So we'll see just what happened before the 10 plagues.
看见神有怜悯，有智慧，有能力，有慈爱。
And we see of the mercy and love and wisdom.
Yeah, 主就求你今天让我们从你的话语当中看见你话语的能力与奥秘。
Lord, just please help us to see and the wisdom and the mystery of your words.
谢谢恩主听祷告，奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
Thank you, Lord. Listen to our prayer in Jesus. We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
Yeah, 丢杖变蛇的神迹。
The miracle of the staff turning into a serpent.
我们可能很快就会发出第一个问题，对吧
？We may quickly have a question.
为什么神会吩咐亚伦行这个神迹呢？
When did God command Aaron to perform miracles?
行神迹也就罢了，还拿蛇来说事儿，此话怎讲呢
？So and why did it just even use a serpent as such illustration?
保罗说犹太人是要神迹，希利尼人是求智慧。
Paul says Jews demand signs and the Greeks seek wisdom.
那么你呢，亲爱的弟兄姐妹
？And you, dear brothers and sister, what is that you're seeking?
问过你自己没有？你内心深处你到底要什么？
Have you ever asked yourself, so what do you really want in your heart?
你是否愿意唯独要耶稣基督呢
Are you willing to have Christ alone?
我们先来看第一点
Let us look at first point.
神吩咐行神迹
God commands miracles.
呀，这件事很显而易见的
Obviously.
就是摩西和亚伦行神迹呢
Moses and Aaron performed miracles.
的确是耶和华晓谕摩西、亚伦的，对吧
That's because God spoke to Moses and Aaron.
可能我们很多人心里面都会问呢、啊，这是一个怎样的新道理呢
？One may wonder, just ask them, what kind of new truth is this?
首先，回应却不反应。
First, it is to respond rather than react.
我们知道人在压力面前通常是选择什么呢？抵赖了、逃避了，甚至会失掉做人的底线，会不会啊
？When people face pressure, they usually just choose denial, avoidance, or even just lose their the moral bottom line.
这里边我们内心深处有个基本逻辑是什么呢
？So here it just underlines the logic.
就是有错的都是别人的。
And that is everything is someone else's fault.
唯独自己是没有错的。
Only I'm never wrong.
那么法老作为埃及握有权柄的人
，Pharaoh as the one who held authority in Egypt，
更加是可以掌控人的生杀大权的，会不会
？And he may just control life and death.
然后他叫你做一件事情，岂有拒绝之理呢
？When he commanded you to do something, how could you refuse?
那至于这件事做的对不对
？As for whether the matter was right or wrong,
是不是合乎神的心意
？Or whether it was according to God's
那通常人们就全然不考虑了。
So people may just not to consider that.
呀，也就没有考虑的空间了，会不会
？So there's like no room to consider that.
人如果因为权柄的淫威而选择低眉顺眼、阿谀奉承呢
？When people just submit merely to the tyranny of authority, lower their heads and just like the current flavor.
呀，也包括没有原则，对吧
？Including they just abandon the principles.
甚至可能会用情绪去反应。
And even it's reacting to it emotionally.
而恰恰就不是用神的话语来回应，会不会
？And instead of responding with God's words.
但是我们感谢主，发现摩西与亚伦呢，是按照神的吩咐去行这个神迹的。
Thank the Lord, Moses and Aaron just performed miracle according to God's command.
其次是有前提，不冲动。
Secondly, a prerequisite.
我们必须清楚一件事情。
摩西和亚伦
并不是以行神迹为自己的满足，没有的。他们俩乃是以遵行神的话语为准绳啊。
Rather, they just took obedience to God's word as their standard.
这一点对我们的提醒很重要，对吧？
This is a very important reminder.
从神的吩咐当中，我们可以看见什么呢？
From God's command, we can see that.
其实并不是摩西和亚伦主动要去行神迹。
It was not Moses and Aaron who took the initiative to perform miracles.
乃是法老先挑的事儿啊。
It was Pharaoh who provoked the situation first.
耶和华神对摩西、亚伦说
：“The Lord said to Moses and Aaron,
法老若是对你们说
，When Pharaoh speaks to you,
你们去行一件奇事吧
，Say perform a miracle.”
那这个法老先说这件事，不是别人说，是神说的，神的预言。
So God just already just pre-told it.
所以这里边就有个前提了，对吧
？So here's a prerequisite.
这个前提一是有神的预言和预知。
So the prerequisite is twofold. First, there's God's prophecy and the foreknowledge.
当然，在这个预言和预知里边也带着吩咐，对摩西亚伦的吩咐了。
Also, it's just accompanied by the God's command.
第二呢，二是人家法老还真就按照神的预言去行了。
Second, Pharaoh indeed just acted exactly according to what God has that foretold.
所以整个图画看来，摩西和亚伦一点都不冲动，也没有动情绪，对吧
？So in this picture, Moses and Aaron they were not impulsive at all.
他们仅仅是安安静静的按照神的吩咐去做事而已。
They just simply just went quietly, just follow God's instruction.
他们坦然面对将要发生的事情。
They just come and just face what's going to happen.
因此有一件事情我不希望我的弟兄姐妹不知道的。
Therefore, just one thing, I don't want my brother or sister not to know.
就是遇到事儿呢，不要急，慢慢来。
That is, when you face something, do not rush, take it slowly.
然后最后是摩西吩咐亚伦。
Finally, Moses instructed Aaron.
这里边就有一个行事为人守规矩按次序的原则在里边。
Here we see a principle just for conducting life, just keeping order, observing the boundaries.
从后来的事情发展的脉络来看呢
？Just from the sequence of things happen later.
毫无疑问，丢杖变蛇是要由亚伦去做这件事的。
Indeed, it was Aaron who was to throw down the staff and just turn it into a serpent.
但是我们尝试站在亚伦的角度来看这个问题呢
？However, if you just look at the Aaron's viewpoint,
亚伦也知道他要丢这个杖。去变蛇。
Aaron knew that he has to throw down the staff and just turn it into a serpent.
但是什么时候丢呢
？However, and so when should he do that?
在哪里丢呢
？And where to throw?
在什么样的情况下丢呢
？In what kind of situation to do it?
亚伦选择等候。
Aaron chose to wait.
只等到摩西吩咐他为止。为什么？
He just waited until Moses gave the command. Why?
有没有想过为什么这个原因呢
？Have you thought about the reason?
呀，想一想，亚伦心里边可能也会有一些其他的声音、杂音，
so,
会不会啊
？It's possible. Maybe Aaron just thought something in his mind.
凭什么我亚伦做哥哥的要听从你做弟弟的摩西的吩咐呢
？On what basis should Aaron and older brother should I listen to the instruction of the younger brother Moses?
主啊，你会不会弄错了呀
？God, could you be wrong?
我以扫才是哥哥呀。
So was I not Esau, the elder brother?
凭什么雅各可以偷夺我长子的名分呢
？Why was Jacob allowed to take away my birthright?
为什么连我的母亲利百加也偏心弟弟呢
？So why did my own mother Rebecca just favor the younger brother?
他怎么能够用一碗野味去骗去盲眼心瞎的老父亲以撒的祝福呢
？And how can you just deceive a blind and confused father Isaac with a bowl of gain and a stealing blessing?
更何况这个祝福原本就是属于我以扫的呀
！And yet that the blessing was originally mine, Esau's.
啊，这种情况是司空见惯的，在人际关系里面，对吧
？This kind of interpersonal relation is very common.
一旦发现自己的利益受到损失，那就不干了。
So once a person just noticed this, the benefit was just lost, and he would not agree.
我们拷问一下自己的灵魂吧。遇到事情的时候，首先是不是考虑，哎，我的利益受到损害，那我就不干了，是不是你的命题呢
？When you face some issue, do you if your benefit just got lost, and would you agree to do that?
这是以扫的价值观。
This is Esau's value.
但是感谢主，摩西、亚伦两兄弟经过了考验了。
But thank the Lord, Moses and Aaron they just passed the test.
他们也走过了兄弟。同心的考验的。
They also walk together, just wasted the test of the unity.
因为当兄弟同心的时候呢，是其利断金的恩典就临到了。
So when they walk together in unity and experience the grace of this brother standing together, the unity is strong, is stronger than gold.
教会也是一样的。
Same as in the church.
教会弟兄姐妹同心合一的价值远比哪一个人的主义观点更高尚更高明来得更加重要弟兄姐妹。
So, church brothers, sisters, the core value that is more important than anything else.
好我们看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
见法老行神迹。
See Pharaoh perform miracles.
只要我们坚信神所说的必定要应验
as long as we firmly believe that what God has spoken will surely be fulfilled
有这份信心我们的心里就是笃定的呀
with this faith our heart can remain steadfast
这份笃定就是我们活在神面前的信心嘛
this steadfastness is the faith by which we live before God
摩西和亚伦带着这份笃定
Moses and Aaron just went to the, they have this steadfast confidence.
也就是他们的信心了。
That is their faith.
在这种前提下他们去见法老。
Under this prerequisite, and they just went to see Pharaoh.
那见法老的时候发生了一些什么事情呢?
So what happened when they went to see Pharaoh?
首先就是丢杖变蛇了。
First, staff turns into a serpent.
一讲到蛇我们马上会想到什么?
Once we talk about serpent, what do we think about?
一讲到蛇，我们马上就会想起伊甸园里的那条蛇，对不对啊
？The moment we mention a serpent, I'll just mind it immediately go back to the serpent in the Garden of Eden.
想一想，于是乎蛇就不知不觉成了某种图腾啊。
As a result, the serpent unconsciously just becomes a kind of the totem.
它其实也是慢慢走进了人心里的审判台啊。
And just stepping into the courtroom of human judgment.
所以我们是一朝被蛇咬，十年怕井绳啊。
So once it's bitten by a snake, one just fears a rope for
it. 3000多年都过去了。
Now 3000 years has passed.
可能我们心里边甚至还会有对神的作为持怀疑的态度，会不会啊
？And yet deep in our hearts, we may still harbor doubts about God's action.
比如说，主啊，你怎么能够让你的仆人将象征神权柄的杖丢在污秽肮脏的埃及地呢
？For example, we may ask his Lord, how could you allow your servant to throw down the staff that symbolized your authority onto a defiled and the filthy land of Egypt?
难道你不知道你的杖是圣洁公义的吗
？Don't you know your staff is holy?
怎么还能让它变成一条邪恶的蛇呢
？And how can you just let it become an evil serpent?
有没有发现呢
？Do you see it?
人心里的诡诈。本质上是什么
？So the deceitfulness of the human heart is what is at the core.
人内心深处的诡诈，本质上就是要去扮演比上帝还要公义、还要正确的角色，对不对
？So the deceitfulness at the core is desire to play a role more righteous and more correct than God.
更有甚者呢，还要去教上帝怎么做事情啊
！Even to instruct God on how He should act.
呀，殊不知神甚至可以让凡被蛇咬的。遗忘这铜蛇就活了。
Little did they realize that God can even make it so that everyone who is beaten when he looked at the bronze serpent shall live.
讲到时间有限，大家做笔记的话呢，可以看去读一读《民数记》21:9这个故事，很有趣的。
Sometimes it's limited, but you can just go look at the Numbers chapter 21:9.
其次，博士、术士。
Secondly, the magicians and the sorcerers.
什么是埃及的博士和术士呢
？Who were the Egyptian magicians and the sorcerers？
其实比较粗略的去讲呢
，And it is a kind of a general saying，
就是埃及那些被称为是能人异士，或者有某些才能以及能力大到一个地步，甚至可以与神分庭抗礼，或者与神为敌的。
There were those in Egypt regarded as extraordinary men and the people with certain talents or abilities so great that they could rival God, even stand in opposition to Him.
其实今天这样的人在教会、在社会上也是很多的。
Actually, this type of people, there's a lot of this in today's society.
人一旦有了能力、有了权力、有些财力，人就变了。
Once people have the ability and the power, authority, and they change.
呀，浙江的夏宝龙书记。
And the official, just like a secretary, 夏宝龙，
以及他的继任者
，and his successors,
看见温州的十字架竟然好像比国旗还要多。
This seems like there's more crosses and then just national or party flag,
甚至远远多过共产党的党旗。
And also just maybe just more than their just party flags.
据说他有一次开车看的温州教会这么多十字架，他心里面就犯嘀咕，犯难了。
So one time he just drove by and just saw so many crosses in Wenzhou, and then he has some this thinking.
心想那还得了。
He thought, how could that be?
也如当年王震也发出同样的哀叹了。
Just like the time and Wang Zhen also just have this kind of.
王震说什么基督徒的人数好像比我们共产党人数还多了呢？心里就恐慌起来。
So he just mentioned, how come the number of the Christians has more than the of the party, and so they don't feel ease.
这就是一个生活中当中生命当中遇到一个难处嘛。
So is that they face some of the difficulties in life?
那怎么办呢？
What can they do?
好在他手中有权力啊。
So he has a power in his hand.
也如同有埃及的博士和术士吧。
Just like the Egyptian magician.
这难道不就是我们手上所有的有能力的公安、武警、国安、国保，包括便衣警察，浩浩荡荡开着大型的机器去毁教堂、拆十字架？抓捕神的子民，直到如今，也是如此。
So, they just use those powerful forces, like a public security, armed police, state security, and even just the plainclothes officer. They just have the heavy machinery to destroy all those that cross.
再加上49年到现在，我见了成千上万的大学、中专、高中、初中小学，学校遍地开花。
And also, just since 1949, we just see all those happen.
所以在我手上充满了博士和术士。
And so, just in my hand, just so we have, they're full of the magician and the sorcerer.
这些敌基督们的心里也应该是美滋滋的，对不对？
So the heart of the Antichrist must be rejoicing.
你看看我们多了不起啊！
Look at us.
我们竟然敢在上帝的面前耀武扬威，多了不起啊！
And so great, and we are able just to show off ourselves.
因为埃及法老手中的博士和术士是他手中的利器啊。
Because those magicians and the sorcerers, and it's like the tools and to be used by the pharaoh.
啊，今天在敌基督的国家也不少这些所谓的国师级别的这些大外宣、大内宣们，反正就是煽阴风、点鬼火、贴标语、造谣言。总之就是不说真话，说假话。
So in the Antichrist nation, and just full of those kind of people, they just do not tell the truth.
好，最后呢是照样而行。
Finally, acting in imitation.
我们发现今天的敌基督们的诡诈已经学会了照样而行了。
The deceit of the Antichrist has learned to do the same.
呀，今明日牧师的西安教会呢
？For example, over to some.The pastor Jimmy Rus, the Design Church.
在一天之内有20多个牧者被捕了。
And one day there are like more than 20 pastors were.
那他怎么对外边宣告这些抓捕基督徒领袖们、牧师们的这些理由呢
？So what is the reason the Antichrist just proclaimed about the reason why they arrested them?
直接宣告我不喜欢他们敬拜上帝，敢不敢呢？他似乎也不敢呢。
And it seems that they just do not dare to say that because they do not like the worship of God.
他们也越来越不敢用宗教信仰的理由了。
So those authorities just they do not dare to use religious belief as the charge.
他们用各种莫须有的罪名。
Instead, they invented all kinds of false accusations.
比如说是一些经济案呐、欺诈案呐、扰民滋事案呐等等，对吧
？Such as economic crimes, fraud.Disturbing the peace and so on.
呀，拆教堂。
And demolishing the.
夏宝龙门呢，也不敢用宗教信仰的理由啊。
Officials like Shabon did not cite religion either.
呀，杭州的崇义堂也是同样不敢用这个理由啊。
And same as the 崇义堂 in Hangzhou, they would not just use this the religion.
他说这些教会都是违章建筑。
And they claim.The church building were illegal construction.
当时建的时候呢，都经过所有的正规正当的手续，他们不说话。
And when they built the church building, they just went through the right procedure. They didn't say anything.
现在皇上有命令了，下面的大臣就马不停地就赶紧去追捧，去阿谀奉承。
Now, since the top authority give the command, so they just follow what it is.
这些敌基督政权的博士和术士呢？
These magicians and sorcerers of the Antichrist region.
他们为什么会做这么坏的事情呢？
Why they just do all those evil things?
其实我们作为上帝的儿女是知道这个答案的。
God's children, we know the answer.
因为这些人是被邪灵充满的呀。
Because they are filled with the evil spirit.
他们所行的各样事情，其实本质上就是一些邪术了。
The things they perform are just all kinds of evil arts.
特别是使用一些曾经在文化大革命期间受过逼迫的牧者以及他们的后代。
Particularly, some pastors who were just persecuted during the Cultural Revolution, along with their descendants.
借着三支教会把他们招揽到三支教会里边。
And they just said they were just a recruiting just to the streets of church.
走出来就到处去招摇撞骗了。
And they're just used to carry.Out the shameless schemes.
配合这些敌基督的大外宣了。
And cooperating with the foreign propaganda.
在欧美国家举办一些圣经展之类的之流的。
And organizing the Bible exhibitions in Europe and the U.S.
他的目的就是要欺骗人们说，在敌基督的国家里边有信仰自由嘛。
All just with the purpose of deceiving people into thinking that there's religious freedom in an antichrist nation.
我在大概十来年前遇到过一个这样的人。
I met this kind of person that about 10 years ago.
当时德州青年会、美南基金会的一些领袖人知道有人要出来办圣经展。
So during that time, and the Southern Baptists and the BGCT, they knew that some people want to do this Bible exhibition.
Yeah, 他们也搞不清楚这些人要到底要说什么、做什么。
Because they're not quite clear what the people did, what they're gonna do with the exhibition.
那礼貌上的招呼他们吃餐饭吧。
So just as a courtesy, just invite them for a meal.
就给我打了个电话。
So they just call me.
他说王牧师啊，有一群从国内出来的这些三支教会的领袖，我们也搞不清他们来美国干什么。
So they just call me and told me that the pastor won because they're the group of people they have a Bible exhibition, but we don't know what they're gonna do.
能帮我去坐着跟他们吃吃饭，问问他们来干什么呀
？Can you go to have this meal with them and see what they want to do?
我说他们没告你吗？
And I asked them, didn't they tell you?
然后这老美吧，美国人也糊里糊涂，他们好像说了，但我又听不懂，也不清楚他们到底来美国干什么。
And so this because they don't quite understand what the people are saying, what kind of exhibition.
结果我坐下去以后呢，坐在我旁边是当年的三字全国三字的那个主席啊。
So when I just went to this event, this dinner, and the person sitting next to me.
我就记得姓高，叫什么名字，我也忘了。
He's the president of.
好像原来是山东三支的主席，跑到全国当主席去了。
The president of the streets of church.
据说现在又换了。
And seems like this the type the position has changed.
我就问他了，我说你们出来干什么呀
？So at a time I asked him so.What is the purpose for you to come?
他说我来办圣经展呢。
And he said we come just to have the Bible exhibition.
我说美国没圣经，需要你从中国拿圣经出来办展览吗
？And I just said, so doesn't the U.S. has no Bibles, but you have to do the exhibition?
他说我当然知道美国圣经不缺。
He said, of course, I know the U.S. is not short of Bibles.
但是我们就想告诉美国人民，美国的基督徒在中国有宗教自由啊。
However, we just want to tell Americans that in China we have the freedom of religion.
我记得当天我脱口而出，我说你这不是骗人吗
？And I remember that night, I just respond to him directly.
在共产党的领导下，怎么可能有宗教自由嘛
？Under the Communist Party, and how can there's the freedom of religion?
我就问他，我说你到底是不是基督徒啊
？And I ask him, are you really?
他说我当然是基督徒啦，我五代基督徒啊。
Of course, I am. I'm the fifth generation Christian.
而且我父亲在文化大革命遭受了很严重的逼迫呀。
And also, my father just got persecuted during the Cultural Revolution.
我就跟那个高牧师讲，我说你这样的人出来呢，具有极大的欺骗性。
So I told this pastor last night in school, and I said, "Well, when you just do this and did come."
因为你的父母啊，你的家人都受过逼迫，受过共产党的逼迫。
And you said just your family has been persecuted by the Communist Party.
但是我发现你好像伤疤还没好，你痛就不管不顾了。
It seems like you just forgot you have the wound and it, the The scar is not healed, then you just forgot about it.
耶稣说是就说是，不是就说不是，你为何要说谎呢？
And Jesus already said, just do not just say the lie, and just feel yes to say yes.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
如果到达今天这个地步，你对三字仍然还没有一个清楚的认识，那我要怀疑你的呀基本思维的状况出在哪里了。
If until today you still not clear about what the three self church is, and I just have just one really,
只能是求神怜悯为你祷告了。
I can only just pray for God's mercy on you.
好，我们来看第三点。
Let's like the third point.
亚伦杖吞笔杖。
Every staff swallows their staffs.
什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
呀，博士和术士也把杖丢在地上啊。
Because the magicians and the sorcerers, they also throw the staffs to ground.
呀，这些好了，对吧？热闹了。
So now it happened.
亚伦和摩西的杖与埃及的博士、术士的杖打起来了。
Moses and Aaron's staffs went up against the staffs of the Egyptian magicians and the sorcerers.
自从神呼召亚伯拉以后呢？
Since God called Abraham.
至今已经4000多年了。
It's been over 4,000 years.
即使从摩西直到现在也有3300多年了，对吧？
And from Moses until now, more than 3,300 years.
属灵的征战从来没有停止过。
The spiritual battles have never ceased.
首先，个人丢下自己的杖。
First, each one threw down their staff.
呀，个人都丢下自己的杖，但是目的动机是不一样的。
Everyone threw down their staff, but their purposes were different.
当然，所倚仗的力量也是不一样的。
Of course, and what they just rely on is different.
摩西，埃及的博士与术士丢下自己的杖，目的何在啊？
So what is purpose for the Egyptian magician and sorcerers threw down their staff?
那是他们行邪术的习惯呐，对吧？
It's the habitual practice of the sorcery.
当然，也夹带着显摆的骄傲。
Of course, it makes with the pride and the showmanship.
在他们内心深处，对摩西与亚伦是极度的轻视的。
In their heart, they just despise Moses and Aaron.
心想你们是谁呀？
Thinking, who are you?
难道你们没听说过我们埃及的邪术吗？
Haven't you heard of our Egyptian magic?
我们埃及的大外宣又何其了得呢？
How mighty is our propaganda?
谁说伊朗杀人了呢？
Who says Iran killed people?
呀，谁说伊朗已经杀了2-3万人了呢？
Who's the Iran just already killed like 20-30?
是谁说伊朗在公开的场合当中处决那些公开来抗议的人呢？
And who said that Iran just in public just killed and those people just who protest?
明明是一些暴徒在捣乱扰乱社会秩序嘛。
Clearly they were just some rioters.
89年64的时候也是一样的。
And just during June 4th, 1989,
insane. 当年的北京市委书记袁牧说，总共就死了23人。
So during the time that Beijing Party Secretary Yuan Mu claimed only 23 people died.
我真的发现他讲的时候他不眨眼的。
And I just noticed that when he said that, he just did not even blink his eyes.
你们知道一般人撒谎眼睛是眨眼的。
Do you know when people lie, usually they will blink their eyes.
呀，外交部那个发言人那个叫什么名字我都忘了。啊，反正现在可能算是当了什么官了吧，他就边说话的边眨眼，一分钟眨23下。
And there used to be just like a government officials when he just speak the lies, he just in one minute he can just blink it 23 times.
但是哪怕你不眨眼也好，眨眼也罢，真相终究有一天是瞒不住的。
Whether you blink your eye or not, yet the truth cannot be hidden forever.
呀，总有一天呢，属神的亚伦。与摩西之杖呢
？So one day the staff of God's servant Aaron Moses.
呀，他一定会与埃及博士与术士的杖呢，会决一个胜败出来的。
We'll meet the staffs of the Egyptians, magicians, and the sorcerers.
呀，那我在写讲章，在录影讲到的时候呢，知道其实伊朗的情况已经处在一个。24小时会有大便的这个前夜之前了。
So while we're just video recording today's the sermon, and I just know the news that in Iran there will be some like a.
我们仿佛进入2026年开始，也看见一个图画。
So from seems like we just see the picture from we enter this new year.
仿佛上帝的手开始对那些敌基督进行清算了。
And we just see that God's hand already just. it's on those antichrist nations.
我们不妨放长双眼看一看。
Let's just open our eyes big and look.
好，其次是个人的杖都变成蛇。
Secondly, each staff became a serpent.
摩西与亚伦把杖丢下。
When Moses and Aaron threw down their staffs.
对于他丢杖什么意思呢？
What does that mean when they just threw down the staffs?
他就意味着放下了人的主权呐、啊，弟兄姐妹。
It signifies that they had relinquished human authority.
因为如果属神的人不肯放手
，If God's people refuse to let go.
如果属神的人不愿意将杖的权柄交给神，归给神
，If God's people do not surrender the authority of the staff to God.
那这个杖也不会变成蛇。
The staff will not become a serpent.
更遑论为神所用了。
Much less be used for God's purposes.
从表面上来看呢
？On the surface,
似乎埃及的博士与术士能力不俗啊。
It may have seemed that the Egyptian magician and sorcerers were powerful.
好像是有一个超越希伯来人的势力，对吧
？Perhaps even stronger than the Hebrews.
四百多年来
，For over 400 years,
在以色列人的当中呢
？Among the The Israelite,
也就出了一个人物，就是约瑟曾经当过宰相，对吧
？There's only one person, Joseph, did the service of prime minister.
也就不过几十年嘛，对吧？充其量。
Just like a few decades.
其余的大多数时间，将近四百年的时间呢
？Then most of the rest of the time, 400 years.
以色列人大多处于一种受奴役的光景中。
The Israelites were under oppression and slavery.
尤其是埃及的新王当政的时候。
Especially when the new Pharaoh came to power.
所以作为神的子民
，This for God's people.
依靠神是他们唯一的选项。
Relying on God was their only option.
否则就是死路一条啊。
Otherwise, it will be a dead end.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
你我也是一样啊。
It's the same for you and me.
遇到事情能不能放手交给神呢
？When you face something, can you just let go, surrender to God?
能不能够甘心乐意为神所用呢
？Can you just allow just yourself to be used by God.
无论这个杖会变成什么
，No matter what a staff may become,
能不能够全凭主心意呢
？Can you just entirely just go by God's will?
好，最后是亚伦的杖吞吃他的杖。
Finally, Aaron's staff swallows.
令法老跌破眼镜的是什么呢
？So to Pharaoh's astonishment,
自己埃及的博士与术士输了。
The Egyptian magician and the sorcerer were defeated.
怎么知道他们输了呢
？How do we know they were defeated?
因为埃及的博士与术士他们手中的杖，竟然被希伯来奴隶的杖给吞吃了。
Because the Egyptian magicians and sorcerers, the staffs were swallowed by the staff of this Hebrew slave.
一根杖而已嘛。
Just a staff.
吞了就吞了嘛。
If it's swallowed, just swallow.
也没有多少钱呐。
Not much money.
经济损失不大
，the economic loss was minor.
但是对于埃及法老来讲，羞辱性极强。
However, for Pharaoh, and the humiliation was immense.
呀，你知道吗？埃及人直到今天仍然以驾驭蛇、御蛇为自夸的。
Even to this day, Egyptians take pride in handling snakes.
以操弄邪术为骄傲，这是埃及。
They also dispose of their mastery of sorcery.
撒旦的傲慢也是从古到今皆是如此啊。
Satan's pride has been the same throughout the ages.
摩西在世最后的日子
，In the final days of Moses' life,
神让他登上尼波山。
God allowed him to ascend Mount Nebo.
因为神不让他进入迦南地嘛。
Because God would not allow him to enter.
就让他远远的在尼波山遥望迦南地。
So God just let him just as that to view just the land of Canaan from Mount Nebo.
然后就让他选择安安静静的去等候死亡，等候神接他回天家。
And then just for just Moses to be quietly just died and waiting for God to bring him home.
哇，撒旦一看这个机会来了。
And the Satan just thought, oh, here comes an opportunity.
他和天使长一起要争夺摩西的身体啊。
So Satan just contended with the archangel over Moses' body.
他说：“你们在天上要管什么是你们天上的事情，地上的权柄归我呀。”
And the Satan just said that you just care about the things in heaven. However, in the world, I'm just in control.
天使长甚至都没有去责备他。
The archangel did not even rebuke the Satan.
在犹大书记载了这一句话，说：“愿神愿主责备你吧。”他都不责备，愿主责备你。
Recorded in the book of Judah and said, "May God just rebuke you."
但是撒旦哪里想得到呢？
However, out of the Satan's expectation,
他没有这个智慧的。
He did not have the wisdom.
呀，保罗在罗马书十六章二十节说了一句话，是他呀致命伤的话呀。
In the book of Romans, chapter 16, verse 20, and Paul's sentence.
保罗说：“赐平安的神快要将撒旦践踏在你们脚下，愿我主耶稣基督的恩常和你们同在。”
The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
三千多年前的摩西，三千多年前的撒旦，三千多年的法老，都听不到这句话。
More than 3,000 years, the Moses, Satan, and the Pharaoh, they did not hear those.
其实想想，我们是很蒙福的。
So think about this, and we are so.
我们拥有整全的整本新旧约圣经啊。
We have the complete Bible, New Testament, Old Testament.
我们读出埃及记，可以同时参考罗马书。
When we read the book of the Exodus, at the same time, we can also have the book of Romans as a reference.
想想这个恩典都是我们所不配的呀。
Think about this grace, is we're just unworthy.
越想越感恩，对吧？
The more think about it, we're just so thankful.
好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
这是摩西与亚伦第二次来见法老，对吧？
This was the second time Moses and Aaron came to Pharaoh.
神吩咐他们要行个神迹给法老看。
God has commanded them just to do the miracle in front of the Pharaoh.
目的当然是要带领以色列人出埃及入迦南嘛。
And just intended to lead the Israelites out of Egypt and into Canaan.
但是从神选择变杖为蛇的方法来看呢？
Yet looking at God's choice to use the method of turning the staff into a serpent.
似乎神要帮助埃及人借着他们所熟悉的弄蛇习俗来让他们了解认识他们所陌生的耶和华神的。
It seems that God also just wants to help the Egyptians using the practice that they were familiar with, the handling the serpent, just for them to get to know what they are unfamiliar.
特别是借着将要来到的十灾
，especially the ten plagues they're gonna face.
也让埃及人看看呀，带领以色列出埃及的神是一个何等大能的神呐。
And to let the Egyptian to see how mighty is the Lord.
原来耶和华神的名是万民之名，他就是万王之王，对吧？
And God's name is the King of Kings.
好，我们去祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
想想这段话语，我都觉得丰盛，觉得恩典，觉得感恩呐。
So think about those verses, we just feel so just so grateful.
主啊，我去哪里诉说主你的恩惠和平安呢？
Lord, when can I just proclaim about your Grace and
我要如何向你发出感恩与赞美呢？
How do I just proclaim and my the praise and also just the thanksgiving?
我若唱诗歌的时候没有眼泪，我的心在哪里呢？
If I sing the praise without the tears, where is my heart?
主耶稣，谢谢你。
Lord and Jesus, I
让我们成为了何等不配的仆人使女。
And we thank you that you allow us to be to the unworthy servant.
我们可以来服侍你。
And we can serve.
我们可以来爱你。
We can come to love.
因为你就是爱。
Because you are love.
愿一切的荣耀颂赞归给你。
May all the glory and praise that be yours.
也求主在我们心中掌王权居首位。
May God have the sovereignty it is in our heart.
谢谢主的带领。
Thank you, Lord's guidance.
与我们同在。
Please be with us.
听祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
In Jesus Christ's name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.